part of your job. So what does that mean?
Let me get there.
Okay. Sharon, since this is the second read and we have new language, would you do us the honor of reading that new language, please?
This is an ordinance amending Chapter 15 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by removal of certain requirements.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the removal is...
Just read what's read the new what it's going to state the new ordinance what it says.
Section 1A. For purposes of this section, prima facie evidence of gross receipts generated during any period shall be a sworn statement under oath and penalty of perjury that the provided gross receipts information is true and correct as stated on the filed federal income tax return of the business for the applicable year. If no federal income tax return has been filed for the applicable year, the applicant must swear under oath and penalty of perjury that no federal tax return has been filed for the applicable year and the gross receipts presented to the city are true and correct to the best of the applicant's knowledge. And copy of the business's Georgia State income tax return period. Applicant's knowledge, period. The last half of that is struck.
I move
from copy of the business, that's struck.
Yes, that last from knowledge on is struck. Okay.
What I read should have been underlined.
Your motion?
I move we accept this motion as read.
Second.
A motion been made. We accept the motion as read and second. And any discussion?
I'd like to make an amendment to the motion. I'd like to add the following words to the end of the last sentence where it says, and correct to the best of the applicant's knowledge and our ability, and add the words, and our ability and training, period.
So my three-year-old can sign.
Second.
Okay. We have, just a minute. We haven't gotten to that yet. Okay, we've got a motion and an amendment on the floor and a second. Ability and training. Okay, that is a, we've amended that motion, so that we open that up to public comment. Robert.
Point of information. Before we have public comment, is it appropriate for us to get staff to talk about this amendment and their comfort with the change that we're voting on and their comfort with both changing the amendment? I don't, at some point, I'd like to hear whether staff has any thoughts on this.
Why don't, I'll tell you what, why don't we hit public comment and then we'll do the staff comment.
Okay, great.
Okay? Okay, is there anyone that would like to speak for this amendment? Is there anyone that would like to speak oppose this amendment? Staff, not hearing anyone, the public comment issue is over. Staff, would you step up for and give us your thoughts on that?
Bill is taking the mic and going home.
That's fine. That probably gives me something as a weapon if I need it. It's a from the staff's perspective, I think this is truly a policy decision. Obviously, anytime you take anything away from the tax returns or the perjury statements, some of these other things, you potentially lessen our ability to collect everything that is due. But on the other side of the coin is that as you take some of those things away, you obviously put out a different message for some businesses that this is a more business-friendly approach. I think the key is that within the ordinance itself, we have the ability to audit at the end of the day. So if we see something that is either out of line or we decide to do, 30% stratified sample audit just to see what's out there, we can always do that at the conclusion of the process. So I don't see this as a major detriment to our ability to collect the taxes. I think the most important thing that we can do is we've taken the existing DeKalb ordinance put a couple Band-Aids on it and adopted it this year. And I think Councilman Ross made the suggestion, which I agree with wholeheartedly, that over the next 12 months, actually less than 12 months, over the next 6 months, we'll be taking a very careful look at best practices in the state of Georgia, you know, in line with Georgia's law for business license practices. And I expect that we'll come back with a very different version of this ordinance altogether. So this really is going to be a one-year kind of repair of this ordinance. So that's about as middle-of-the-line answer as I can give you, but I think it's an honest answer. Okay. I'd be happy to answer any questions you all may have.
Anybody have any questions for Warren?
Warren, can you maybe describe for the council where we stand on the collections to date?
Sure. Out of the somewhere between 21 and 2,600 businesses within the city of Dunwoody, we've collected approximately 1,400 business license renewals, and the revenue at this point is approximately $882,000. That's as of Friday of last week. Revenue was budgeted $2,073,000 in occupational tax receipts for the year. And we are in the process now of working toward the last 700 to 1,200 licenses to make sure that we got each and every one of them for the exact amount that's owed to us.
Anybody else have any questions for Warren?
Okay. I don't have the language in front of me, but who is supposed to be signing this? Under the last couple amendments, I have questions as to the training. What was the exact language?
Ability and training.
Ability and training. Is it the president of the company, the owner of the company? Is it my three-year-old? Exactly where, who is supposed to be signing this? Is there anything in the language that says that?
An officer of the company.
An officer of the company? That answers my question.
Anything else for one? I got a couple comments. I think this is a pretty good compromise. By the way, the original language was exactly what DeKalb County has had for all these years. It's not a change. We did not change that. But the idea that I understand, especially small business folks, don't like to come up and provide with their tax returns. A lot of people don't. I don't. So, you know, I can understand that. So this is a compromise, but it still holds the IE, quote-unquote, business responsible. And there are some things, you know, you could look at past records in DeKalb County, but past records of DeKalb County, is there anything like other records down there? Probably aren't very reliable, so we'll move on beyond that. I want to remind everyone here in the council that everyone, you know, all business will be subject to audit. I mean, you know, that will not be, and I think one of the ladies that spoke here a little while ago made that point perfectly clear, Ms. Schumacher. But I think this is a compromise, and I think one of the things that people have asked me, well, how do you do this? What if someone, you know, they're a new business, and they say, okay, this is the best we can do right now. Well, the next year when it rolls around, if say you had $1,000 worth of sales, that's what you said you had, and now you've got $1,100 worth of sales, next year the $1,100 difference between $1,000 and $1,100, you will owe that differential plus the $1,100 for the next year for the business license, if you get where I mean. So there is that checks and balances in place. Okay. Any other discussion?
Let me just make a comment with respect to the methodology that we use to determine what amount's being paid. The minimum amount that a person who's receiving a license would have to pay is $125. If you look at our tax rolls, on average, a business has something less than 10 people and has an average of somewhere around $1.5 million. Under that scenario, they pay about $450. So the difference between the minimum amount that they have to pay and the average is about $325. So we're not talking about the national debt here that people would be cheating on, for starters. And I think that this represents a good compromise for people who prepare their own statements. And there are many small businesses that are using some computer type of program, like QuickBooks, to prepare their own statements. They may prepare it and to the best of their ability, and this is why I put in the change in there to the best of their ability and training. People can legitimately feel that they're doing it properly and do it online through one of the computer-generated taxes and still miss the data. We do have the ability to check the numbers that they're filing this year versus last year because we got that from DeKalb County, so there's some other checks and balances. And as Mayor Pro Tem mentioned and one of our speakers mentioned earlier, we do have the ability to audit if it seems out of line. So I think all those things together should protect our businesses, make us business friendly, which we want to be as part of our mission statement, and I hope that this is approved as amended.
Any other discussion? Tom?
Yeah, I think we need to move forward and adopt this. Basically, you know, we've got a less than half of our business license projected budget collected. We need to facilitate this, make this easy for small businesses to do it. Again, you can go back and audit it if it's way out of line next year, but it's affecting our revenue stream right now, and if we make it onerous and difficult for folks to comply, they'll delay complying, which delays our revenue stream. I think adopt this has been.
Any other discussion? Okay, all those in favor of adopting the motion as amended, or excuse me, let's go start first. All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side? Okay, it passes 5-0. Now, all those in favor of the change in the ordinance to amend Chapter 15 as amended, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, passes 5-0, Chair. Karen, if I'm not giving you the board or something, please let me know over there.
Point of information, and there's been some question about some people not receiving their business license or notification, and I would like to encourage staff to give some leniency in terms of any kind of penalties that are associated, at least maybe for 30-day grace period or something. Get that word out there so that people know that they have a period of time here that we're going to extend them beyond what our ordinance provides so that we can get this this money collected. And I think that would be an appropriate thing to do for us to advertise that, make sure everybody has a chance that know they have to pay, and give them some leniency in terms of any kind of penalty. I know the penalty is 10%. It could be $45 for the average person. Not that they break the bank, but I think it would encourage people to pay their taxes and do the right thing.
Okay, I think one of the comment, point of information for me on what Danny just said is that the idea here is that not that we're going to, you know, we want to make this a level playing field. You know, as I always say, you know, a person's word backed up by documentation is the way to keep it going. So that's what we came up with, a compromise on that. And I congratulate all the members of the council for tuning in on that. Okay, let's go to new business, L1, and public hearing. Sharon, would you do the honors, please, if I haven't worn out your vocal cords yet?